Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. You're a way maker, and we appreciate you. Way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Can we say that together? Cry, Waymaker, say.
Waymaker,
miracle. Let's declare it together. Waymaker.
Waymaker.
Yeah.
Miracle worker.
Oh my.
Promise keeper. Light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are.
You are here. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, mending every heart. I worship you. I worship you. Everybody cry, Waymaker.
Light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Let's declare it together. Waymaker, Lord.
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper. Light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
You
lives around.
I worship you. Say, I worship you.
You are here,
mending.
I worship.
We cry out, oh, our way maker, Jireh, Jireh, Jireh. We lift our hands and worship away. Cry out. Thank you, Father. You are a way maker. We lift our voices in worship. We lift our voices in worship. We lift our voices in worship, oh God. We lift our voices, Lord. We lift our voices, oh God. Somebody open up your mouth and declare who He is. Open up your mouth and declare who He is. Open up your mouth and declare. Open up your mouth and declare. Open up your mouth and declare.
My. Good morning. Thank God for this Holy Spirit that already resides right now. Thank God for this Monday morning. And Shirley, He's here. I love the old songwriter. She said, a miracle worker, a made waker. I don't know about you, boy. It takes a lot to not understand what she's saying, because she made it so plain. Because that's who we are. Because He's a miracle worker, man. If you need some healing, He's there. If you need a comfort, He's there. If you need a word of understanding of the word, He's there. I thank God for His Holy Spirit. I thank God for His peace. I'm reminded of the Holy Spirit. It moves with carefully with peace. You know, God wants us to come with peace. He wants to come with love, my brother, Reverend Henry. He wants to always acknowledge Him, you know. Thank Him for this day that got started, you know, Brother Randy and Reverend Henry. You know, I thank God for the Holy Spirit. You know, I used to say this old saying, some understood don't need to be explained. But sometimes, sometimes you just need to do, this is just for me today. Thank you, Lord, for this day. You know, I'm talking about. I know we set this day aside, you know, and they gave us a day, you know, some of us in the workforce, you know. You know, I went and looked at that, Brother Randy and Reverend Henry, I looked at that, and I started thinking about what the labor day means to you, you know. I don't know what it means to me.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what it means to you, but I know what it means to me. I was looking at it and said, for a lot of people, labor day means two things, Brother Randy, a day off. In the end of summer.
Yeah.
But that's a day off
in the end of summer.
but Labor Day wasn't there. It was established aside for pay tribute to the working men and women who has been celebrating the national holiday in the United States and the Canada since 1894, Brother Randy. Little history there, Brother Randy. I thank God for the labor. You know, I just come with a question this morning. You ain't got to answer, Brother Randy. You know, because since it's just me and you and Rev on the phone, you know, it's open. You know, can I say this? I just ask a question. You don't have to answer, man. But I know I'm catching off guard. You say, man, I'm gonna leave that. Let me think about it a little bit. Are you a laborer?
Are you a laborer?
Yeah,
I labor. Yeah.
Yeah, I said, are you a laborer?
That
was just a question.
Oh, yeah.
Reverend Henry,
Yes, sir.
Is you a labor?
Huh? Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
The brother on the line, are you a labor? You know, the Bible
yes.
made it plain about what we're supposed to be doing, my brother. If so, are you laboring?
My
question is, are you a laborer? Are you laboring? Hey, Brother Randall, I don't have to ask you brothers on this line. We got the mic open now. You know, are you a laborer? Because I know you labor Monday through Friday. And watch this here. Some of us labor through Monday through Sunday. I meant that, man. Yes, sir. I meant that, man. The world can look at it as a carnal thing, but we're going to look at it as a spiritual thing today, if you don't mind. If y'all carefully understand. We're going to try to right and divide this labor a little bit, you know. And remember, many times the labor is somebody, you know, you have things you want to do, so you hire somebody to do something for you. You know, some of my brother Randy, if I can make a plan, you know.
Yeah.
I thank God for the Holy Spirit because that's what we do.
Yeah,
time after time, we get in the vineyard and spill what God gave us. And I just need to play not 1 hour of this song. Y'all don't mind. I'm going to play 1 hour of this song. I'm going to come right back. Y'all hear me? How you try?
That's right. Yeah.
Some people use it as a money thing, but I'm coming today. All the labor you do, you know, all the things you try to do for the Lord, you can't beat his giving.
Yeah.
You can't beat him because what he does, the more you give, the more he gives to you, you know. And somebody know what I'm
That's
talking
right.
about in this journey. And on this journey, you're going to have to love, you're going to have to be patient with people, and you got to know God is in the midst. Hey, I know I'm right about it.
Yeah.
Watch this. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we come in the most humble manner we know how, Lord. Thanking you, Lord, for waking us up for this day that you gave us, Lord. Lord, you just gave us a little time to be on this side of this earth, Lord. Just most of us just to get closer to you or just get a little more understanding of your word, Lord. Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for this platform that you always present to your people, Lord. Lord, we just ask you always to hide us behind the cross, Lord, as we teach and preach the uncompromising gospel, Lord. Let it touch someone, or they might want to say, what must I be to say, be saved? Or maybe I ask, how can I get closer to you, Lord? Let it be to the teach, preach word, or even a testimony, Lord. And, Lord, we stand aside right now praying for the ones who are grieving right now, too. Lord, we just ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, strip them, Lord, in such a time of pain right now, Lord. Lord, we know no words can maybe can mend no heart, but we know you are God and knows all things, Lord, and you can keep them, Lord. So we put them over in your hands, Lord, in your heart, Lord. Touch them, Lord. Give them strength, Lord. Knowing that you are God all by yourself, Lord, and you don't make a mistake and you change not, Lord. So, Lord, if it's somewhere no one don't understand death right now, Lord, we just ask you give strength there in the name of Jesus, Lord. Knowing that, Father God, that being absent from the body is present with you, Lord. And that's why we do every day trying to get people to understand before they leave this old earth that they have a relationship with you, Lord. So, Lord, we just ask you to have your way, Lord. Everything go across the radio, the minute that they, we ask you, Father God, let your Holy Spirit just clean it up if it don't come out of understanding, Lord. We ask you just bless us, Lord, as we speak your word today, Lord. And we ask you give us a double portion of your anointing. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Brother I was thinking about that labor. You know, I remember I told you about the labor, you know. And I was looking at that labor, you know. A lot of us, you know, in the workforce, you know, some of us would be happy when Labor Day comes because we can take that extra day off. You know? That's what it's really about. You know, some people celebrate the day off, and some celebrate it like at the end of summer, you know what I'm talking about. And you know what I'm talking about. You up north, you know, the weather changed. Down south, we like to have summer a couple of weeks, you know what I'm talking about. But I'm telling you now. What the deal is God is blessing us, right? But look at this here, though. Look at this here, brother, man. It's even in the book how God thinks about the labor. And we're gonna venture in the book a little bit, Brother Randy, Reverend Henry. We're going to look at some of what God thinks about a laborer. You know what I'm talking about? You can put your finger on right now. You can put your finger on right now, if you carefully say in the book, it's in Matthew's, right?
Yeah.
Chapter 9. Verses 35.
Yes, Lord.
Chapter 9 and verse 35. You know, when I say labor, you got to understand it's like someone, I'm going to get to that part about the morning been hired, you know, for a labor. But I'm going to tell you something. God wants us to get on this battlefield. You don't have to have a title right now to serve God.
That's right.
To be the ambassador of Christ. You know, but it's just a different order than when you are having a thing called pastor, minister. You know, they got now bishops, and you know it's on another order. You know how God wants that platform to be. That's why when someone preaching and teaching God's word, you can alter people's lives, Brother Randy, Reverend Henry.
Yeah.
You can if you don't watch it. You know, and then you have to be so careful that when they tell you you did something good, let them know that, no, it was the Lord. You know what I'm talking about? Because you don't want to be lifted up like that. You want God to be lifted up in you. Because the Bible says, let your light shine before man. Your good word shine before man.
Yeah.
And what? Your Father which in heaven be glorified.
That's why. Yes, Lord.
So
yes,
when they start saying, Brother Randy, Brother Egg, or Brother Who, or Sister Who, if God ain't being edified, don't help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm.
If God ain't been lifted up, see, that's when pride gonna sit in. What pride do?
Mm-hmm.
It goes for what? Destruction.
You know,
just hang around for a while. Lift you up a little bit. Just hang around a little bit. No, this ain't me. It's God that was in me. And that's why I want to deal with something about this the ministry right here. This labor that we do. That we take time out and not be real in our busy schedule. That we take time out and try to reason in his word, Brother Randy. You know what I'm talking about? Well, look what it does right here. Look what he said. And Jesus said this here now, Brother Randy. Is I'm in the book?
I'm right here with you, my brother. You're right here.
Say with the 9. Look what I'm saying. Is it 9? I'm in chapter 9 and verse 35. Look how they come to Jesus with this here. Look at it. And Jesus went about all the city, and look what he said, in the villages, teaching in their synagogue, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, healing, not just one, but every sick and every disease amongst the people. But Brother Manning, who told you God is not healing no more? Who told you that? Who told you that? The same God, same Jesus, that walked this earth to reside in us. You know what I'm talking about? Because he told us, I'm going to send you a comforter. You know what I'm saying? He said, that comforter is the Holy Ghost. I ain't gonna never leave it alone. He said, because it's done. You should be able to wear the thing. Hey, Brother Manning, to be able to get on the praise for God. Look how it happened right here. Look what he did. He said, this is what the kingdom building bill I liked about. He said, he went out teaching and preaching the gospel of the kingdom. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That's what he's doing. Go out there and tell you, it's getting close. That's what we try to do. We try to warn you, let you know, it's getting real close that he's coming back. So we want you to be aware of that. Don't be walking, watch this here. Don't be careless with your love. You know what I'm talking about? If you love him, don't be so careless with you. If you got somebody you love, you're not going to be careless with it. You're not going to hurt them. You're going to try to walk in the way. See, obedience is better than sacrifice. If you discipline yourself, watch me while I say this, brother man. If you discipline yourself to try to walk with the Lord, don't you know it gets easier and easier as the day go by? It gets easier and easier. Don't mess around and start reading. Don't mess around and get the word. Just wake up in the morning and start reading it. You know what I'm talking about? Look how we start now. We start now with the Holy Spirit. He telling us that he healed the sick. Every disease among the people. Everybody walked by Jesus at that time. We got healed.
He's doing the same thing today.
He does the same thing. Yes, he said, well, if you're sick, take him to the elder. And so the elder can pray for him.
And anoint
him. And I'm going to tell you something. God is still doing that. And then when he said elder, I know he's younger than us, though. But he's not talking about an age either. Help me, Holy Spirit. he ain't talking about this and age. You know, he's talking about something about that is called man. Let me call again, a called man and a called woman who will pray for you and have faith for you.
Yeah.
And he ain't going nowhere about this because they're older. Because some of the older folks, if they're not wrapped up and tied up with the Lord, what they going to give you? They're going to give you some carnal mind stuff.
Yeah,
they're going to say, well, you know, that old God, and now we ain't going to talk about that old God. So they're going to give you some earthly stuff. But when you go someone with an elder of God, he's going to take you to the throne. He's going to take you to the throne. He's going to take you to the throne and pray for you. You know, God is still healing. Yeah, I know people are passing on. I know people are leaving this whole earth. But let me tell you something. It was already predestined. It was nothing set aside. God don't know nothing. Your life is already in the book, brothers and sisters. God knows when we leave this earth. Don't get twisted now. He really knows when we're gonna leave this earth. And I don't know about you. I'm glad about it. He got it in his hand. And look what it said right here, brother man. But when he saw the multitude, he moved with compassion on them because they fainted. It was scattered abroad as sheep having what? No shepherd. Every time I think about that, you know, as he was moving around, Brother Reverend Henry, as he was walking around and he was healing, he said, you see people like they renegade, they just everywhere, they scatter. There ain't nobody there to shepherd them, Brother Randy, to show him the ways of God. Now he's seen it, but this is what any pastor, because that's what the Bible says. Jeremiah, he told her, I will give you pastors out of my own heart. Any minister, pastor, should have compassion. You cannot be stupid. If you're doing God's business, you should have. If you don't have the love of God, watch this here. I make the difference on your flock. You know what I'm talking about? What you got? Unless you teach hatred. And you know, that they should birds of the feather.
Let's see Jim Jones in that.
When you got the love of God, help me, Holy Spirit. When you got the love of God, man, you got to have compassion for the people. You can't give up on them. You got to love them in spite of where they're in. We meet them where they're at, man. You know what I'm talking about? You know, a lot of folks, you know, they might have took a real side and they want to maybe come home today. You know what I'm talking about? So if you're going to take a rest off on God's plan today. But I'm going to tell you, I'm thanking for the faithful ones who come out time after time. Don't you know God is going to bless you for your faithfulness, waking up in the morning and tapping into the word of God and his peace and love? Because that's what we are here. See, we're calling people back to him. You know, that's why he said when he saw all these people, the multitude, Brother Randy, he had compassion. You know what I'm talking about? And that's what he said. Right. He said, only we feed only the major point of God's message to the people. But well, look at here. But we leave all the people off the side, Brother Randy. You know, when they come to the church, they know it's a Sunday, right? They're going to be there. Some of them going to be there. Randy, some of them going to be there. But can you do it on Monday, Brother Randy? Can you labor on Tuesday?
Oh, yeah.
Can you labor on Wednesday?
Yeah.
Can you labor on a Thursday? I'm going somewhere when I say this. Mm. Can you labor on a Friday? Can you labor on a Saturday? You know, can you set aside a part of your time to reason in his word? Because that's what we're doing. We're trying to help one another.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned something, Brother Randall, since I've been walking with this world. As we're teaching ourselves. Oh, help me.
Oh, yeah.
As we encourage one another, we care to others as well. That's why this next scripture, stay home with me. Then said unto his disciples, oh Lord, the harvest is truly plentiful, but the labors are few. Y'all hear me? This is what he said. Then said unto his disciples, the harvest is truly plentiful, but the labors are few. You know, sometimes when you hear a lot of people quote this scripture, right? And it get dull to your ear, Brother Randy. You know, because you hear it like almost a cliche. You know, I've been around that. But it's true. There's a lot of people want to hear the word of God, but we're not doing our job. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. When you have a time to witness to somebody, are you witness to them? When you have a time to pray for somebody, are you praying for you? God will put somebody in your life up in him and come to you and ask you some kind of question. Let me tell you something. Well, I meant to say this to him. They ask you something, and they hurt, and they want somebody to help them spiritually. In our heart, sometimes, you know, we say, well, Lord, why you send them to me? You know why? Because he trusts you're going to set them right. He trusts you're going to guide them to the throne. Because I'm going to tie these two scriptures up. I'm going to tell you what I'm talking about. Because I hope you ain't fell off. You still there?
Y'all still there? Yeah. We ain't going nowhere.
Okay.
We ain't going nowhere.
I'm going to tie these two scriptures up. Look what it said. He said, this said unto his disciples. Now, the disciples was the 12 ones he picked. The 12 disciples were the ones he picked. The ones we see right now, Peter, James, and John, Nathan, Molitude, Barnabas, Matthew, and James. He picked them out of all the people. And now they're following him now.
Yeah.
Look what he did. He said, then said unto his disciples, the harvest truly plentiful, but the labors are few. He said, look what this is what we supposed to do, Brother Randy. He said, pray ye, therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth labors into his vineyard.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, help me, Holy
Spirit. Oh, my God.
Go.
Yes, Lord.
Before we get into the word,
in the red, my brother.
Before we, we pray about it. Because we want his word, his spirit in the place. We want him to come in, Brother Randy, and bless the service. Just like we say, we want him to hide us behind the cross. Then when the people see us, they see Jesus. And they feel his presence.
Yes.
Oh, I don't write about
it. Oh, yeah.
why did I say that, Brother Randy? Because he wants us to go out like he just did, and what we're doing right now, time after time, and what? Pray with the people. But also, if you're around somebody, you just say, man, you ever talk to somebody, Reverend Henry, and say, man, I'm about to go over here and preach. And brother, you know, I need your prayer.
Yeah.
So, brother, that's kind of praying about that, you know? You know what I'm talking about? That's what we're supposed to do. We should be, when somebody comes to you, man, I'm going to go minister somewhere, that you say, man, I wouldn't go over there, man. I know, I understand. But if you're going over there to minister, help me, Holy Spirit, when I say this. If you're going over there to minister and helping somebody, that's your charge. That's our charge.
That's right.
He said, preach your butt in season and out of season.
And out of season.
Yes, that's right.
That's
what I
said. That's, he said, preach it in season and out of season. What I mean is you got to labor in season and out of season. That's what he told him. That's what he told Timothy when he sent him out to the pastor over a church. But I might be wrong about that. That might didn't work for you, Brother Randy. You know, that wasn't enough about the labor for you. There was a time Jesus, he talked about this kingdom. Can y'all mind if we go to Matthew 20?
Matthew 20.
Y'all with me? Matthew 20.
One more time.
Yeah.
20 and what?
20 and 1.
Oh.
20 verse 1. 20 verse 1.
Yeah.
Because I want to deal with labor, you know what I'm talking about, since it's Labor Day. Y'all don't mind, do you? You know?
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to tell us what
Worker.
We need to be doing.
Worker.
Not doing. Yeah, I want to say something else.
Worker.
Are you a laborer? If so, are you labor? Can I say it again? Are you a laborer? If so, are you labor? Why you do me like that? Why you do me like that, Dave? Brother Brian, why you doing me like that? Well, I'm doing this. If God called to teach and preach, you should be doing it.
That's
oh,
right.
Help me, Holy Spirit. If he told you to do something, or even if he didn't call you, if he, right now he's speaking to the called person, what I'm going to, but I'm going to tell you, I'm going to take you somewhere else. It's a different call. Look what the scripture says over here, Matthew 20 and 1, Brother Randy and Reverend Henry. Look what it says. Now, y'all can get in when you get ready. Y'all get in when you get ready. You know, I'm a long-winded old guy. You know, y'all get in when you get ready now. Look what it says. It says, for the kingdom. For the kingdom. Hey, Brother Randy, it's something about that kingdom, man.
Oh, yeah.
It's something about
the
kingdom,
Lord.
Man. What is it? It's kingdom
yes,
building, ain't it, Brother Randy? It's
kingdom
building, ain't it? He said, for the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is, what, a householder. Which, look at that, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. Help me, Holy Spirit. Y'all stay with me now. And when he have a fee with the labor for a what? A penny a day.
Yeah.
Hear what he said? A penny a day. And he sent them into his vineyard. You know, now, Jesus, look where you're going right here. Now, we finna see something. He provided. He gave him work, called the man for the labor. Look what he has to do. He's going to promise a wage and the appointed a time at the end of that day.
My God.
You know what I'm saying?
My God.
And look what
he said.
Watch this here. And justice reigns and paying what he has promised. Now, hear what I said. Justice. Reigns and paying what he has from. I want to speak that for a second. When I say that because I'm gonna go all the way down to Proverbs 16. Look like, but I want to say something right here. Never go to God and tell him to give you what you deserve. y'all hear what I just said? Don't tell God what you deserve.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody's been around this world long enough. No, we deserve what? Justice. But he give us what? Grace. Oh, I know. I'm talking about this. I'm gonna do this again. I don't never go to God and ask God, Lord, give me what I deserve, Lord. They took all this from me. Did not say that.
You don't really want what you deserve, brother.
You don't want what you deserve.
You want that grace and that mercy. Come on.
Boy, what you talking about? Watch it now. Say it again. You want that grace and that mercy?
Somebody said,
he didn't hire. He said, now, remember again, this is kingdom building. Because he said, for the kingdom of heaven, it's like unto a man, because he used the metaphor right here, that is a household in which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. And when he had agreed with the laborers, that's what it is, y'all. That means more than one of them. He said, for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And look what he said. And it went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, in the marketplace. And said unto them, go ye also in the vineyard. And whatsoever is right, I will give you. Watch this, what he said. Well, and whatsoever right, look what he said, I will give you. And they were what? And they went their way. Now, that's a good time to say what is right. Oh, y'all missed that one.
Mm-hmm.
That was good.
All right.
He said, whatever is right, I'm going to give to you, brother man. You just go out there and work, though. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, whatever you're going to do. Do it, yeah, I'm going to get to you. Just get out there and do my work. Do work.
Yeah,
my.
And I love this.
I like you said. I like you say in the third hour, but in the New International Version, it said about 9 in the morning. See, God's plan come on at 9 in the morning, my time. But it was 8 in the morning, y'all time. Help me, Holy Ghost. But 9 in the morning. Come on, brother. Come on, brother. I'm with you.
since you hit that thing, let me give you something about some time. Let me give you something about some time. This is the Jewish time, right? You know what I'm talking about? The Jewish day is begin 6 a.m. and it ends 6 p.m.
Yeah.
The early call was issued by before 6 a.m. and the hour they're working would begin. The later call, common call would have been issued at 9 a.m. You know what I'm saying? That's what
my.
But the first one came out at 6, but the second one came out at 9 a.m. Look what he said. I want to get ahead of myself, but just because you're talking about time, when the fourth day is, had already passed, he said this is the sixth hour was noon. And look what it says. And the night hour was mentioned was 3 p.m. And the 11th hour was 5 a.m. That's a Jewish time. You know what I'm talking about? So you mess around and let me get in the word. Look at what it says now. Y'all in the word, right? In the word?
Yeah, come on. We right here with you, brother. Come on.
Because I don't want you to think we talked about the time. Brother Brandon, correct. We talked about how the time at that time was 9 o'clock at the second time, but the first one was 6 p.m. Now he went to 9 p.m., 9 a.m., I mean, and 6 a.m., and they can't work for 12 hours. You see what it said, from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. because of the night day, right? But look what happened, though, when I got that brother Randy and Rev, they were idle.
Yeah.
I see you up there. You weren't doing nothing, Brother Randy. I said, I called you this morning. You watch this here, Brother Randy. Come on, man. Come on the show this morning, man. Come on here. That's laboring the word this morning. You know, what you got on your mind?
Yeah.
What you got to do today, Brother Randy? Come laboring the word this morning. That's what we're doing this morning. We're laboring the word. We compelling people to come out, not also just be hearers of the word, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, but doers of the word.
I'm
asked this question, though, brother man, and I really want, once we get to the point to open up the line, I want to ask somebody again, are you a laborer?
Yes, Lord.
Are you a laborer? Are you a laborer? If so, are you laboring? You know what I'm talking about? Because what I see right here, can I be that? Y'all with me?
Yeah.
My bad. Let's get that in.
Come on with it, brother.
And he went out. Look at this. And he went out about the third hour and saw others standing in what? My book said, I want you to read up what verse 33 said. Verse 33 said, mine says idle in the marketplace. What's your read, brother man? NIV, what you got over there?
Listen, let me give y'all this for free. About 9 in the morning, he went out and saw others standing in the marketplace doing nothing. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost.
Now you with me now.
Yes, Lord.
So I might ask this question again. Because I've been in church, y'all. That's why I do these things. I've been in church. I got to ask this question again. Are you a laborer? If so, are you late? Oh, he might catch you late on. Let me tell you something, brother, man. He saw them there. Now, he could have said, these some lazy people. You know what I'm talking about? He could have said, these some lazy people. Are you lazy? You know what I'm talking about? Are you really in the vineyard?
My.
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You can't worry about Brother Randy. You can't worry about Reverend Henry. You got to worry about what God gave you. You know what I'm talking about? See, he might not gave you a pastor, a preacher, evangelize.
My God.
But he do give you.
Use it.
He might have you the same, Brother Randy. He might ask you to just be a poetic person. You know what I'm talking about? He might ask you to be a one to be storekeeper, to let people in and out, be greeters. He might ask you to, help me, Holy Spirit. I know him.
Yeah.
So wherever he gives you, lay in the vineyard. Don't sit down on God. You know what I'm talking about? Some people, they come, they're like, you know, help me, Holy Spirit, when I say this. Reverend Henry, don't hang up when I say this.
Yeah.
Hey, so don't hang up. Some people come to church, all they do, they come to get them a seat.
my.
Help me, Holy Spirit. Yeah. Well, what is your expectation when you go to church? Because we're at church right now. What is your expectation when you go to church? Man, I come in expecting the break don't happen.
Yeah.
I come expecting that he's going to come in and overpower the whole church that you can't even you can't sit there and be still. You know what I'm talking about? I never, ever, ever want to be in the church that I can't feel God's presence. Help me, Holy Spirit. I don't know because of a cultural thing to me, Brother Randy. If it is, Lord, help me. But I want to feel his presence. Because when he walked by these people, when he healed, what you think they did? They didn't remain the same no more, didn't they? The things were made whole in their life. He healed the sick.
Yeah.
And one with disease. Don't you think they just sit there? You know what they did? They got their stuff up and started following them. And I know what they were doing. Holy. Come and they labor me. You know what I'm talking about? They laboring, brother. But they laboring. What are you doing with the labor?
My God.
What hour are you at? I'm going to give me an hour. I'm going to see where your hour is. Now we at the third hour, right? And he said unto them, go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, I will give you. And they went their way. And again, here we go, the 6 hours. Remember, we talked about these hours, right? And I told you the 6 hours is what? Y'all remember? It's noon. Y'all with me? It's noon. Watch, let me do it again. And again, he went out about the 6 hour and the 9th hour. And did likewise. And he out there. See, he ain't also like. See, he like Jesus. He when he called his disciples, because Jesus using his parable, and he's bringing them in. But see, one thing about it, before Jesus put his disciples out, he taught them. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You remember that scripture, brother? Over there, what? 2 Timothy. I might be wrong. And 2:14-15, somewhere over there. He said you have to what? Study to show yourself approved.
Work
to not be ashamed. Rightly divide the word of truth. You know what I'm talking about? You got to get in there. You got to labor for this thing. You got to get in there. And so when you have something to say, it will be coming from God, not you. So it's enough about all this philosophizing and telling people, let the Bible guide the people to him. Let the Holy Spirit, because Jesus said it is written, man should live what? By bread alone. But every word proceeded out of the mouth of God. Oh, I know. I feel pretty good about this one, y'all. I feel pretty good about all you out of in right now. The 6 hour, I told you it was what? 12. The 9 hour is 3 p.m. Y'all with me? Can I say that? 12. The 9 hour is what? 3 p.m. This is the way I know how to teach it, man. Bring it over there. And he said, likewise, they did the same. They just went on out there, Reverend Henry. They just went on out there.
They didn't complain.
They went out there late. They labor. Man, ain't none of us on this phone. Let the truth be told, get paid for what we're doing. But you know, I'm going to tell you something. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I beg the difference. I beg the difference. You are getting paid.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
You know what
you're
doing,
Brother?
You're building the temple.
Lord.
Oh, you're building your temple.
My God.
And temple.
My God.
Oh, your labor. See, a labor, you don't get it, but a labor, see, when you muzzle the ox, Brother Randy, when you muzzle that ox, you know,
you put a muzzle over his mouth and would not feed him the corn. No, you open his mouth so he can eat. So God's going to give you something for your labor, brother. Yeah, you might be talked about, scorned. Say, I don't like the way how you teach. I don't like the way how you preach. I don't like the way you pray. And then you wonder why they're listening to you. Help me, Holy Spirit. But look, watch this here. Y'all can get that little. Hey, Brother Randy, you still have to stand on God's word. Look what he said. I'm going to run off just because we ain't got no time. And again, he went out about the 6 hour, the 9 hour, and did likewise. In about the 11 hours, he went out and found others standing, what? Idle. And said unto them, why standing ye here all day for idle? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He said, they said unto him, because no man had hired us. And he said unto them, go ye also into the vineyard. And whatsoever is right, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, then shall ye receive. That's what he said, right? I said, now, the 11th hour is 5 o'clock. It's going to get in. We get to the end of it right now. 11th hour is 5 p.m. 11th hour is 5 p.m. And I love about how he did it because, see, they look on things when God calls you, right? He said the call of God is for man and woman. Look what he said. See, a lot of us been called to do some things, right? But let me tell you something. God will strongly rebuke you, too. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, because he's rebuking them. He's telling them, why are you not doing what you're supposed to do, brother? Why are you sitting here so idle, brother? They said, well, we don't have nobody to put us in the vineyard. Some of us said we've been called. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Some of us said we've been called to do some things, and we're not doing what we're supposed to do. And I'm right about it. We ain't lining up with the word. We ain't getting into the secret of God and telling somebody there's wages of sin is what? Death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. We got to give him
life.
Hope.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, we got to give him some hope. Yeah, we're going to tell you about your wrong, but we're going to tell you how you can overcome them wrong. Just seeking God. Get closer to me. And that stuff you think you love, think you fall in love with, it'll soon go away, Brother Randy. Hey, Brother Randy, it'll go away because God going to execute judgment one day. That's why he said that man, look what he said, the man at the 11th hour has a little time to serve. You know what I'm talking about? Remember I told you the hour was, right? They started at 6 a.m. In the end at 6 p.m., but the man at the 11th hour, he had a little time to serve. But God still allowed him to come in the vineyard. I'm telling you, brother, it's still room for you. It's still room for you. It ain't too late to get in the vineyard. Reverend Henry, it's not too. Yeah. Look what he says. So when even was come, and the Lord of the vineyard said unto his steward, call the laborers and give them their hire. Oh Lord, begin from the last unto the first. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And when they have changed to where they hired about the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. See what I just said? Now, somebody saw that field at 6 p.m., 6 a.m.
At 6 p.m. They've been working all day.
Came at 11 hours, got the same as the man came at what? At 6 a.m.
At 6 p.m.
So he received the same. He said he received the same reward, you know. See, that's what God has. See, when God appointed a time in the evening, look at what I'm talking about. You have to labor unto them. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So he transitioned when he did that. You have to labor all the way. Somebody said, well, man, he lived a hell of your life all his life. Oh, brother, man, you was a hell of your life. You were this and done. But you came in at the right time, brother. You know, when you came in, you left this earth. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Before you left this earth, you were landing in that bed, Brother Randy. Had some things going on with your life right then. Folks, the doctor didn't understand why you were still going that way. But see, he knew on September. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Is this the 8th or the 7th? September 7th. He knew you were going to be on the phone talking about God's plan. I'm going right about it. He knew what he did. Brother Rand, you might not know Reverend Hill like I know him. Reverend Hill, if he could testify, I'm going to steal a little of his thunder right now, but if he could testify, he had a little motorcycle, right? And he ride on this motorcycle.
Yeah.
He getting ride going to work. So what happened, Brother Rand? Talk to him, Rip. Talk to him. Tell us about your little story.
My God. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. Sitting at a light, just less than half a mile from my job, and just pulled off from the light, and then the car just came on in my lane. I swerved around the car, hit the curb, and flew off the bike, hit a tree, hit a sign. Not with the bike, but with my body.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Lord.
Did some things, broke up some things. So that almost took my life. But God.
But God. The man was in a bad shape, right? But God knew he wasn't through with him yet. Yes, sir. He still had some words to get to. Yeah, because that's what I'm trying to get you.
Oh, yeah.
Right now, I'm gonna do this here. I get happy behind. I hear things like that because he could have been dead. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh,
he could have been. He could have been lost.
Oh yeah.
But see, I really believe if God would have took my brother at that time, God would have received him in his arms because he knew the Lord.
But
I had some more work in the vineyard because he knew.
I had some more work for him to do.
Yeah. He had some more work in the vineyard. See, he know he's a laborer, and he doing something with his labor. You know what I'm talking about? God put him in a situation, and he said, go and tell them about me. You know, tell me what I did for you. What I moved
my
from.
God. Well, can I tell you what he did for me for one minute, Brother Eric? Can I tell him what? Can I tell people what he did for me, Reverend Harry? Reverend Harry, I went flatline. I'm talking about dead, and I come back once again because Brother Eric, like Brother Eric said, he had a plan for me. It wasn't my time. Oh, but on a separate occasion, I went flatline again. For a second time. But it still wasn't my time, Reverend Henry. My God. He brought me back.
Thank you, Jesus.
He healed me. And he made me whole again. So I can be right here today talking to Reverend Brian and Reverend Henry on God's plan. September 8th, whatever day it is. I don't even keep a hold of the day no more. Because I just thank God that he saw fit, Brother Eric. To bring me back once again. My God. Two separate occasions. How many people can you talk to that can say that God gave them life once again on two separate occasions?
Okay.
I went flatline. I was dead. My God. On two separate occasions. Two separate days. Help me, Holy Ghost. Two separate days.
I had my
accident, Reverend Henry. I went to the hospital and I died.
Yeah.
And he brought me back again. I came home and 3-4 months later, I was getting out the bed and I fell. Help me, Holy Ghost. I fell. And they rushed me back to the hospital and I died again. Oh, that
tell
was over 10 years ago. Nah. My God.
Tell me you won't do
God.
It.
Oh, thank won't he do it? Won't he do it, my
thank
brother?
You, Jesus.
Yes, won't
sir.
He do it?
Come on,
I'm
say,
talking
man,
about
I was why you stop? Why you stop?
Life.
Why you keep on going, brother?
My God. I was
thank
gone,
you,
brother Harry. I'm talking about life.
Thank you.
Flatline. My God. Can't nobody tell me what my God won't do.
He's a merciful God.
Yes,
and I'm going to do this here. Hey, brothers and sisters, I'm going to do this here. Even if he did take Brother Randy, even if he do take him, and if he do decide that whenever he do take anyone off his phone, we trying to tell you, get a relationship with the Lord.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Bible, Everybody, they throw it up there, being absent the body, present with the Lord. They throw it up there real good. But that's also,
oh, yeah,
if you have a, you have to have a what? Relationship with the Lord.
Relationship.
Before,
yeah,
you die.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
What
yeah. Yeah.
I'm not saying these brothers, while he
yeah.
brought them back, they didn't, they wasn't on the road of being, you know, that route.
Yeah.
Only them and God know that. But I do know one thing.
Yeah, only God know. Only God knows
yeah.
that.
Yes, sir.
I do know one thing.
You see what he was doing him?
He
said, why you see your eyes? Look what
he
said.
He
said, why
you
see your eyes?
You know that.
Yes, sir.
My God. Wasn't done. Wasn't done.
He told these fellas, why you see your eyes? Because you're going to get your
opinion. Brother, I got to ask one question, though. I know I've been through a whole lot of my lifetime. Reverend Henry's been through a whole lot of his life. You've been through some things in your lifetime. But you see it on a continuously basis where people catch hell in their life. And
come
they
on,
still don't try to live their life for the Lord. They still don't try to get out in the vineyard. They still don't do works for the Lord. They still don't praise God or worship God. My God. Why? I don't understand that. I know I try to live every day for the Lord in my life. But people don't, you know, sometimes they've been trying it their way all their life and it ain't worked out. Why not try Yahweh?
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
You know, everybody's not a labor, too. Help me hold this.
Yeah. Yeah,
but they need to know the Lord before they leave here, though. It's hard.
You gotta know him.
You love God. It's hard to say you know God and you don't be fruitful. You're not a witness of God. It's hard to say that you say you love God and you hear somebody's heart and you have compassion and say, man, I know I don't know everything, man. Can I pray for you? You know, to my man, I'm praying with you, man. Sister, I'm with you, you know. I know you lost somebody, you know, but there's a heaven gain, you know what I'm talking about. I hear your conversation, you know, but I do know God. See, sometimes we don't know everything, Brother Randy, but I do know one thing.
Yeah.
We can be some selfish people when it comes down to death, you know what I'm talking about. I've been there.
Yeah,
you know, your loved ones, they're hurting and going through, and you're sitting there, and you say, man, you know, mama stay. I need my mama here, my daddy here, you know, I need my sister here, my friend here. But God looked at him and said, no, I need him more. I need him more. I know it's kind of hard to understand right now, but boy, you understand it when you get in his face. You're going to say, I understand, Lord, when you did thus and thus. Now watch this here.
Yeah.
Should be on this last little road. Look at this here. We're gonna get out of here, y'all. And I'm going to bag up 8 because they don't think we're going to finish. So when evening was come, the Lord of the vineyard said unto his steward, call the laborers and give them their hire. Begin from the last unto the first. He said, pay them now, y'all. And when they came, that they were hired about the 11th hour and received every man a penny. But when the first came, help me, Holy Spirit, they supposed that they should have what? Received more, Brother Randy. And likewise, every man a penny. This is what he said. And when they have received it, they murmur, oh, Lord, against the good man of the house. You know, I've been on this 40 years. I've been serving the Lord 40 years. I know I'm going to get done and done. I got 2 mansions out there.
My God,
you know, the Lord was finna, Jesus, boy, he was so. He made it so plain to him. He finna fix him now. Cause I've been on the journey for a little while. Reverend been on the journey for a little while. My brother, he getting his feet real good, stuck in the sand. Don't you know if we're gonna get to pay the same? But Oh, that's what the book is.
Oh, that's what the book is. You're getting there.
I just went on ahead of you.
You're getting right there. Come on.
The reason why I say that, Brother Randy, now I understand that all of the get this and to receive God's blessing, you got to stay connected to the what? Divine. I know
yes,
his friends, and he's pruning us. Maybe you got this murmuring in you right now, and he want to prune that, being all want to be mad because you think you ain't been done right, Brother Randy. You ain't been done right. You know who I am?
Yeah.
I've been in here 50 years, you know. I've made the difference. Someone always tell me how long they've been doing something. Because if it is, it's got to be some fruit behind it. Help me, Holy Spirit. Say these last heaven. Look what he says. Say these last have wrought but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal unto us, which we have borne, look at that, burden, heat of the day. But look what he said. But he had answered one of them. And said, friend, hey, Brother Randy, friend,
yeah.
Brother Reverend Henry, friend, I do thee no wrong. What he said, this is not thy agree with me from for a penny. Now I'm going to do something. Hey, Randy, I wish somebody hit the one button. I'm going to do this. Brother Randy.
Yeah.
He might be gone.
Yeah.
Hey, real. We got this thing in the girls game that you got to look at the stiff.
Hey, brother,
they got this old game. You got to listen to all the words in the stiff when you stiff in a race, right, Brother Randy? You gonna say I'm gonna give you the back tie and you can't leave for 7 seconds. We don't track rules and you know. And then you got a DP man. That's a dependable person. You know what I'm talking about? He gonna judge thirdly. You know, she gonna judge thirdly. Jesus gave them the stiff from the beginning. I hired you for a penny, Brother Randy. if you can say it like that, I hired you for a penny. Did you understand, friend? That's what he told me. They don't understand what I'm talking about. Somebody's in the race, man. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You go in there, you stiff a race. You say, "Well, I'm gonna give you the back tie. You can't leave for 7 seconds, and if you stay 3 lights, it's a race, you know, such and such gonna be holding the money, you know." This ain't going right.
Yeah.
Look what Jesus said.
Yeah.
Look what Jesus said, Brother Man. See what I'm talking about. But he answered one of them and said, "Friend," he said, "I do thee no wrong, but this is not thou agree with me for a penny?" Look what he said. Take thy time, and go thy way. And I will give unto this last, what? Even as unto thee. It is not lawful to do what I will with my own. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Is thy eyes evil because I am good? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Look what he said. So the last. Oh, Lord, help me, Holy Spirit. Look what he said, Brother Man. So the last shall be first.
Look what it says.
In the first last, for many be called, but a few are chosen. Well, I hope y'all get that. I know it ain't no hopping, hollering, and all this here. Don't you know? There's gonna be some people gonna be very disappointed.
There's gonna be
some people in hell. They're going to be some people in heaven. They're going to be some people very disappointed. Because they're going to look at them. One thing about God, you can't trick God. You can trick me, man. You can fool me. I love you, Brother Eric. I love you, Reverend Eric.
Okay.
I love you, Brother.
Mm-hmm.
I love you, Brother. Man, I love you all, y'all. And then God knows your heart. God knows your heart.
Oh, yeah.
I know right about it. Right. See, told you what I was going to pay you, and you agreed. That don't mean I can't stop going and get by the labor. That don't mean I can't go by and see if somebody sitting idle. Man, come on, I'm gonna give you some work. You know what I'm talking about, Brother Reverend Henry. I know you've been doing a while, but Reverend Henry, Reverend Brian just started a couple of days ago, man. You know he's gonna be working right beside you. But I never told you what I'm paying, Reverend Henry. But at the end of the day, you get the same pay you get. You know what I'm talking about? He said you was over a few things, but come up a little higher. I'm gonna make you a ruler over many things. You can't look at it and say, to be told, you should be mad at that because you agree to what it says. He's going to pay you. And even though that man came at the 11th hour, the last hour,
mm-hmm.
he still got the same place. The Bible said the last will be first, and the first will be last. But he said at that end, but people misunderstand, for many be called, but few are chosen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's right.
Hey, you think I'm lying? Hey, brother man, you think I'm lying, brother man? I'm going to give you one more scripture and I'm out of here, brother man. I wasn't going to do this, but since I read that last part, I'm just going to get you one scripture.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all can read the whole thing. Ecclesiastic chapter 7. I'm going to read verse 8, but you can read verse 1 through 8 or 1 through 10 if you want to. I just want to read this one verse. Ecclesiastic chapter 7. Yeah. Verse 8. I want to read that. If you don't mind, I want to read it. Read it. I'm going to say it one more time. Ecclesiastes, chapter 7, and verse 8. Now, he just put it in my heart again about this one. He said, Brother is the end of the thing. Did the beginning thereof. That's what he said. Brother is the end of the thing. Better than the. The beginning thereof, and the patience in the spirit is better than the pride in the spirit. So let me tell you something. I don't know how your beginning started out, brother man, but I'm pretty sure I can just testify with this here. It ain't better than it was. It is now. You know, you're better than you were in the beginning. He said we were born in sin, shaping iniquity. You know, so we had to be reborn again. Oh, I know right about it. We had to change. Get on board. Somebody talking about what you talking about. I'm talking about the cross that he went to.
Mm-hmm.
That he said he's not going to what? He's not going to die. He didn't die but one time. He's not going to go back there again. And he died for all of our sins. All we got to do is come on this vineyard,
mm-hmm.
work in the vineyard, labor for the vineyard. So deny yourself. Walk with the Lord. Don't you know it's going to be a greater reward? I'm gonna tell you something here. I'm gonna do something. I ain't no witch doctor or nothing. I'm just speaking with faith. For the sacrifice where everybody came on here today, at this hour, don't you know God is looking down on that?
Yeah.
You might miss that.
Thank you, Jesus.
You could have took a time out and said, "Man, I'm gonna wait till tomorrow." Listen, old fellows, you know they long winded, brother Egg and. Man, they're going to take me to Red Bulls and, you know, maybe a few of the ladies allowed to get on. I'm just going to wait till tomorrow. But if you took a sacrifice out of your busy schedule and you came in and wanted to worship and get in fellowship with the Lord, I'm going to tell you something. God is looking down on that. Wherever you got God, wherever you see, obedience better than sacrifice, Reverend Henry. We didn't know how this day was going to go out. We didn't know we were going to go to this scripture, to this hour. But I'm telling you, God want to bless your faithfulness. If you're faithful to God, he'll be faithful to you. Oh, I know about it. You might not get that job. You might get that job. You might not get that car, and you might get that car. You might not get that house, and you might get that house. Whatever he does, give thanks. Oh, I know right about it. Whatever he does, you like, give thanks.
That's right, man.
God know why he didn't give you that house. You might think it wrong why God didn't give you that job. You might think it wrong that God, look out here. When we think he took our loved one, he ain't take nothing. It was already his. Oh, I know him right about it.
Already
his. You know what? You being encouraged. You better believe me. You being encouraged. You keep waking up and asking God for strength. And for long, you're going to be able to tell somebody. I remember when I was going through the same situation you were going through, Reverend Henry. Now, this is what I did.
Mm-hmm.
I started praying. I heard some young man tell me about God's plan to trust in the Lord. And I had so much pain. I can't see him no more. I can't hear that voice no more. But he kept telling me to trust in the Lord. And because I got to tell you by experience, I know if you trust in the Lord, there's nothing, not anything too hard for God. It's impossible for man, but not for God. Oh, I know I'm right about
that's
it.
That's right.
I don't need no help with this one, brother, because I tried to remember him. I don't need no help. You know why? Because I know him for myself, man, that he's a may waker. Oh, we just sung the song, right? A promise keeper. Yes, sir. I know he is, man. He's an awesome God. Have you been there with him, fellas?
Now, this is all I have, man.
Is, you know, I know I left a lot of room on the table for you brothers and sisters. Y'all want to come on and shine in or something?
Mm-hmm. My. Yes, Lord. Good word, my brother. Good word. Great word.
God bless you, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the first of you last. Now the last of you first.
Mm-hmm.
My God.
Mm-hmm.
My. Mm-hmm. You hit a couple different points today, man, with the labors, man, and you know, the workers, what we supposed to do.
That's it.
What? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And then when we do, sometimes when people do what they call to do, what they supposed to do, they complaining because they've been doing it longer than a person that's new to it. And that person may be getting rewarded a little more than them, or you know, they look at what this person got and feel like they should have more because they've been running this race a little longer. Right, man? You get what I'm saying? But I'm here to tell everybody on this line what God got for you is for you.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
What he got for you and you.
Well, you also
Then you went to the scripture and said, Yeah. How that scripture? Let me look at that one more time. Because I just, you hit me with that a few weeks ago. You remember you went there a few weeks ago, Brother Eric?
Yes, sir. Which
the
one
end
that?
Of a matter is better than its beginning.
Ecclesiastes.
The end of a matter is better than its beginning.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I like that right there. My God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, brother, I'm going to let you say this. Hey, Brother Man, don't you know? This is what I love about our plan, you know, that God gave us, you know. God's plan that we teach the whole Bible and preach the whole Bible. We rightly divide it, open that thing up. See, we don't have to use philosophy or things. We just take it to the Word. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
The Word will teach you. Yeah, I know I'm right about it. It's the Word will teach you. Come on, brother. It will teach you.
Yeah. Come on, brother. But that particular scripture right there in Ecclesiastes tells us that no matter what we done been through, help me hold on. Even though it's been a struggle all our lives, I know I struggled, Brother Ed, from a kid on up. I don't know if you was raised with a silver spoon in your mouth, Reverend Henry or Brother Ed, but I had a difficult time. Different days. I had some struggles. I had some hungry days. I had some struggles going up.
Yes, sir.
Oh, but
yes,
it says the end. Help me, Holy Ghost.
Of the matter.
Of a matter is better than the beginning. That's telling me my better days are ahead of me. Oh, help me, Lord.
Yes, sir.
My God. Great words today, my brother. May God bless you, man. Bless you. Keep you through and through.
Yes, sir.
Great word, my brother. Great
yes,
word.
Lord. Yeah.
My God.
You know, we always have the opportunity. If anybody want to say something, if anybody. If you want to say something,
right.
Prayer. You know, we open up the line. It's a prayer. We open up anything you didn't understand in scripture, or or something you want to expound on, you know, you can hit the one button, you know, or just say thank you for this day, you know. You know,
yeah,
you got the opportunity.
Yeah.
You have the opportunity, you know. This platform
goodness.
Is open for the peace of God, you know. You know.
Yes, sir. I like how you put it this morning. Are you a laborer?
mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Are you doing what you were called to do?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to have a title, but you accepted the invitation.
Mm-hmm.
And whosoever will, you know, Jesus gave this called abroad, you know, abroad, you know, abroad. So are you laboring?
Mm-hmm.
Since you accepted the invitation, are you laboring? You know, are you doing what you were called? Have you seen it since he proposed to you? Have you seen it since he proposed to you? You know, it's mighty difficult to be engaged to someone and you not have a courtship.
Mm-hmm. You're preparing
yourself as you go into this covenant with him. But it's hard not to be spending no time with him.
Mm.
I love the Lord, and he heard my cry. Okay, the cry. What you doing? What you doing about it? Yeah,
all
I
right.
Like how you laid it out. You know, he told us that he was a waymaker, miracle worker. You can't be God given. No matter the more you give him, more than just your money, but your time, your that talent that he gave to you, you're giving it back to him when you bless others.
All right.
And then you don't watch it if he gave you one, but if you use that one right, he give you two. And if you use that two, right, they give you three. If you come in from standing in idling, you know, they give you some work. And if you don't mind, when you truly bless the God, you don't mind what he gives somebody else, because you know, you know within your heart.
Yeah.
Happy is my heart when he blessed Brother Randy. Happy is my heart when he blessed Reverend Brian. You know, because I'm in it to watch the family get blessed. I don't want all the blessings for myself, because it blesses my heart when he does something else for someone else. Just like it's my wife, that's my family member getting blessed. You know, that's just God doing just like he said he would do. If he done it for me, I know he'll do it for you.
That's right.
So I thank God. You know, it gives us hope. It gives us hope. You know, those that are on the inside looking out and they see those that are prospering, and they're not even trying to please the Lord. You know, they ain't even trying to work for the Lord. But when you go in the sanctuary, you understand it. you understand it that much better, realizing they have built themselves up on a slippery slope. But when you work, when you work in God, somebody say we'll understand it better by and by. We understand it now.
Thank you.
We understand now. Thank God for this word. Thank God for this word this morning.
Yeah,
and it helps me even pray even harder or seek even more. Make sure we're doing
what he called us to do. Some are called just to stand on the door. Other ones in and give them a good seat. You know, some are called to stand in the aisle, look over to the congregation, or look towards wherever there can be some assistance. Some are called just to sit over there on the piano or the organ or the instrument, whatever God give them that talent to do. Some are called to do that. And when you do whatever you do for God, do it well.
Yeah.
And he'll pay. You don't have to. You don't have to get to heaven for your payment. You can get paid now. Right now, you know, that breath that wasn't promised, he can give it to you. Brother Randy said he flatlined twice. As the first time I heard somebody, the first time I met somebody that flatlined twice, and God still. But God,
my God.
Thank you, Lord. Think about it. We get so many blessings. Sometimes we start to forget just how blessed we are in God.
Yeah, that's the blessing. Yeah. That's how we think. We're supposed to be. It's supposed to be like this.
Every day, every night, we lie in the image of a dead man. Every night, hoping, we lay down hoping and expecting to see the next day. But God only God makes it a reality. Only God makes that thing a reality and touches us with the finger of love. But if we lay down in the Lord, and if he take us on, we still blessed.
Come on,
because we have labored. We have labored in the vineyard. You know, I can understand it better now, Timothy. You know, I fought a good fight. You know, I stayed the course, you know. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. I don't want to... I can go on but man, God bless you. Thank you, Jesus, for this word. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the message. Thank you for the messenger. Messenger. The plane. God, thank you for it. Thank you for those that turned aside, you know, just to want to be in the place. Just want to be able to say, I reason in your word one more time. And when we come together, it's on one accord and unity and love, you know, unity and love. And God always, always come in and bless, you know. So I encourage a lot of people, don't miss this opportunity to be with God. You know, don't... If he give you that unction, that man, I think I'll call him on the show. Listen to that.
Call in.
Right. I have a blessing for you. You know.
Watch it.
If he give you an unction, just throughout the day, pray for the show. Pray for the show. You know, but pray for the time that we can give to God. I'm so blessed that I had no idea. Bless the way that he did bless, but I just had a desire. Lord, I want to give you a morning devotion, and look at here, he blessed me to find out about God's plan. So,
yes,
you know, and that morning devotion it went into all day time, you know. So I'm thankful to God. I'm thankful to God. For this blessing. Thank you, Jesus. And again, I said thank you for the message. The messenger,
Lord.
Those that turn aside, you know, not only for Reverend Brian, but for Brother Randy as well, you know. Thank you for the messenger and the message in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
So bless
you. Lord. My God.
My.
Yeah.
Who's that, Brother Dexter? You hit the one button?
Yeah, I got a little noise, but I'll try to be quick. I just want to ask prayer for Morrison family, Sam Morrison, better known as AKA Blow, down here. He's a well-known street racer. I think he passed on yesterday or Saturday. Prayer for the Morrison family.
Thank you, Jesus.
Is it Morrison or Morrison? What'd you say?
Morrison. M-O-R-R-I-S.
Morrison.
Morrison. Yeah.
Morrison.
Sam Morrison is
Morrison.
Sam Morrison.
Morrison.
Okay. We will, bro. We lift that family up to you, you know, and everybody that know them, you know, give them strength, you know. God bless them.
In the name of Jesus.
You know, God, you know, give some strength to that family, man, you know, and loved ones and friends. Because we find out that God is He can hold us. He can hold us. He can keep us.
Mm-hmm.
Just sitting there, just be saying it. I know He can hold us. I know He can. I know God can handle anything we give Him. That's why we go to our Father with prayer, you know, because there's some things.
Yeah,
I don't care how much we talk, how much we pretend to present it. It has to be done by God. You know, the Bible says, "Man plant, that's Paul. Another man add water, that's Apollo. But God does the ink." You know, we don't, so we just walk up with some strength for the family, and let God will be done. And we find out He can do it. I know He can. I know He can heal. You know, the ultimate heal is being with Him.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Sam Morrison, and anybody else that want to sign in on a prayer or testimony or the lesson for we try to sign on down, everybody enjoy their little day, you know, that's what they do all day, you know.
Good morning. Hey, Eric and Reverend Henry and Randy and everybody else to hear my voice. I want to do the prayer today.
Uh-huh.
I want to do the closing. I'm not gonna do the, daily word. I need to pray. I just feel I need to pray.
Yeah.
Come on.
Whenever y'all are ready.
Yeah.
I do for your prayer. Do one thing. If anybody else for brother Nutty pray, hit the one button. We're going to live add to this list right now. You know, we want to pray one time for everybody, you know. Lift them up, you know. If you don't need no prayer, you know, we'll just keep on pushing, you know. If you hit the one button, we'll pray for you, you know.
Yes, sir.
If not, we just go on, but if not, nobody don't hit it, you
know. Thank you.
Okay.
What you got?
I don't know if this is for somebody, but man, when you said God can handle it, you know, He just put it in my mind. He said He has the whole world. This is for somebody. God has the whole world in the palm of His hand.
Yes, sir.
Somebody might think, well, maybe my problem not as somebody else, or maybe He's dealing with somebody else. But God has the whole world in His hand. You know, He's able to handle my problem, your problem, everybody else's problem at the same time. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, I just wanted to put that out there for somebody.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. All righty. Brother here, Randy, and Reverend Henry, and everybody else is sounding my boy. First of all, I want to give thanks to God for allowing us to come again together again, hear each other's voice, allowing us on my eyes. God, I want you to pray for the Rush family. Pray for, pray for this show. Pray for the Morris family. Pray for God. I just need prayer. I just need healing hands for the Jones family. Pray for they safe traveling. They go check on their mother in the hospital. Pray for the young man that was involved in the wreck Friday as he's trying to recover. Just pray for the whole world. God, just pray for me and my family, my household too. Just God, continue to just bless the world. You're a merciful God, and you know, we by mercy, you just heal the world, Lord. Just heal the world. The world needs healing right now, Lord. Lord, just keep your hands around us. Pray for the sick and shit in, the people that wanted to come on this morning couldn't. Pray for the people that's just. Pray for the families of everyone around. Just pray for me. Pray for my job. Pray for Reverend Henry Randy.
Yeah.
The show, the people listening on the show.
Yeah. Jesus.
And the ones that are sitting back that didn't ask for prayer, pray for them too as they strengthen such. Pray for my strength. Lord, just pray.
Yeah.
I just pray for you to just guide me in the right direction. Only you know you got all the answers. And we are a labor. We are laboring for you as we come together every morning, Monday through Friday, some Sunday through Monday. But Lord, you know where our heart is, Lord. You know what our heart is. Let's pray this coronavirus ends, right? Just pray. Thank you, man, Lord. Thank you for creating us. Thank you for allowing us in your grace.
Yes,
God, just thank you. Thank you, thank you. But just all being said, in the grace of God's name, Jesus Christ, Father and Son, amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Yes, Lord. Praise God. To God be the glory.
Yes, sir.
Lord, if I miss anybody, just pray for them. Give them strength.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. My God.
Oh, man.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, Brother Eric, what's understood don't need to be explained, my brother.
Fear has moved
today. Let's get a good song and let's move on out the way. Let the Holy Spirit have his way.
God, thank you, Lord. You know, folks, you know, we've been in church a little while already. You know, sometimes people move a little late, you know, talking about Brother Randy. That's off in the Lord, man. Came behind the crowd, you know.
Yeah.
I just got that passion for the people, man, that God,
Jesus.
You know, touch their heart, you know. That they don't want prayer again, you know. You'd be surprised, Brother Randy, how people come in after the prayer. Brother Randy.
Yeah.
Mm. You'd be very surprised. Yeah. They don't know what I'm talking about. You know, God bless your heart. I'm like my brother. We here, you know, trying to help one another. You know, that's what we do.
That's it.
Try to help one another. And then, like I said, we pray that if nothing else has been said, and like he said, you know, if it's God's will, you know, we'll be back here tomorrow. And with the same crew or more, you know. Let his will be done. Break off. Let the folks know we're on, you know. Thank God for everything. What he have already done. And keep us, Lord.
Serving love, it will pay off. Cause what